91X News.
It's 19 degrees and mainly sunny at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Haley Rose. The announcement of a new president and CEO of Loyalist College was made yesterday. Dr. Anne-Marie Vaughn, the former president of Newfoundland and Labrador's College of the North Atlantic from 2011 to 2016, will be taking the reins next month. June Hagerman is the chair of the Board of Governors at Loyalist, and she says Vaughn will have some big shoes to fill after the retirement of former president Maureen Piercy. Piercy headed Loyalist for 11 years.
She's leaving a tremendous legacy of growth and opportunities and putting students first in their success and achievements so that they can become successful citizens in our community.
Hagerman also says that the selection committee decision on Vaughn was unanimous.
We certainly respected her expertise, her tireless energy, and her commitment to putting students first in terms of meeting the needs of a diverse student population, her programming ideas, and not only working with local students from the region, but also international students and other student groups that make up Loyalist College.
Vaughn will take over as president on November 7th. A youth homelessness advocate with firsthand experience living on the streets made a stop at Loyalist College on Monday to talk about youth poverty and awareness. Tara Henley has the story.
You'll be walking down the road of life, minding your own business, and life's going to life you. It's just going to knock you right in the mouth.
Joe Roberts is a Loyalist College graduate who returned to Belleville this week as part of his 9,000-kilometer marathon across Canada called Push for Change. He is pushing a shopping cart, a symbol of homelessness, across the country to call attention to the 35,000 young people living on the street in Canada.
How can we inspire and empower Canadians to think differently about youth homelessness? How can we have a conversation with provincial, municipal, and federal government to talk about what we need to do to better support that prevention side of things?
Roberts is no stranger to homelessness. He says he was living on the streets of Vancouver for years as a drug addict. After kicking his addiction and graduating from Loyalist, he quickly became CEO of a large marketing company in Vancouver, earning his first million before the age of 35.
In less than 12 years, I went from being on the streets of Vancouver to being on the cover of Maclean's.
The marathon kicked off at the beginning of May in St. John's, Newfoundland, and Roberts has walked over 3,000 kilometers so far. Push for Change hopes to reach its goal of raising $17.5 million by September of next year when the marathon is scheduled to end. Tara Henley, QNET News, Belleville.
And no matter how persuasive Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are at tonight's debate, it's already too late for either to win over millions of voters. Advance voting by mail or in person is now underway in more than 30 states. At least 2.1 million voters have already cast ballots. More than 45 million people are expected to vote before Election Day on November 8th. In Nevada, site of the debate, absentee ballots were being mailed out tomorrow. Early balloting so far has shown promise for Clinton in battlegrounds North Carolina and Florida, while Trump has generally held ground in Iowa and Ottawa, Ohio. Early voting is traditionally favored by Democrats and is a key part of the Clinton's campaign strategy. Trump is counting on a stronger performance on Election Day itself. That's QNET News on 91X to 304. In sports, the Loyalist women's soccer team plays their final game of the season today, and they hope to finish the season off on a high note. The women have lost 8 of their games, tied 2, and had their only win last week. They welcome Durham today at 6 o'clock. And in local hockey, the Napanee Raiders face off against the Picton Pirates tomorrow at 7:30. A Los Angeles federal jury has begun deliberating in the civil rape trial against NBA star Derrick Rose. Jurors deliberating Wednesday will determine whether Rose and two friends had sex with his ex-girlfriend when she was too incapacitated to give her consent. The woman's lawyer says the woman was either too drunk or had been drugged when the three men had sex with her in 2013. Lawyers for Rose and his friends say the women initiated and willingly participated in sex. They say she is lying to cash in on Rose's wealth. The woman was seeking $21.5 million when she filed the lawsuit, but her lawyer didn't provide a specific sum for the jury. Jurors in the case must reach a unanimous verdict. Send us your team or league scores. Email QNETNewsDesk at gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, at 3:05, it's 19 degrees and mainly sunny. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Haley Rose, News on 91X, next at 4 o'clock.